For the first time in many years, the Kogalilanern AGM was not held on one of the offshore islands. Plans were underway to visit Ardmore for the event, but COVID-19 put a stop to that. The board had to meet via Zoom instead. While we got the business of the AGM done, we really missed meeting with all of our island friends. So next year, we'll really look forward to catching up with everyone. In his comments at the AGM, Chairman Simon Murray noted the frustrations Kogal had encountered over the past year. A lack of progress with policy formation by the department, only last-minute consultation on the lockdown and opening of the islands relative to the COVID pandemic, and the subsequent confusion over opening date, the splitting off of the Gaeltacht in the formation of the new government, and the inactivity of the Interdepartmental Committee on Islands were a few examples. Some of these delays are the result of the pandemic causing the necessary redirection of government priorities. However, it would be hugely retrograde should the development of an action plan for the islands and the formation of island policies be put on hold indefinitely. All island businesses face economic challenges now and into the future. Kogal has made representations to government, both the previous and newly appointed, to provide supports not only to tourism sector, but to island communities as a whole, to increase sustainability and aid in business recovery. As the islands have a particularly vulnerable population, it is requested that all possible supports be given to island medical practitioners and that their opinion is taken into account in all decisions. Regarding economic supports, it is requested that direct and indirect tax rates, including VAT, PAYE, capital gains, and commercial rates, be reduced for a period to allow island communities and businesses to recover. Additionally, it is believed that COVID support payments should continue until early 2021 for island businesses unable to open this season. Kogal also urges that COVID support payments be available to seasonal businesses. A recovery fund is also needed to assist in the reopening of businesses, because if businesses are allowed to fail, the ultimate cost will be far greater. All offshore islands have seen the number of visitors increase since the unexpected opening of the islands on the 29th of June. This has resulted in a mixed response by islanders. Some businesses are delighted to be welcoming tourists, while others are not opening the season at all. Recent rain has eased some of the water supply concerns on Inishmore and Inishear, but increased tourism means increased water demand, and that is a worry. Some have seen such an increase in tourists that fear of contagion stops them bringing their children to crowded playgrounds and beaches. Inishturk decided as a community to close all accommodation for overnight stays, although their community club is open for food during the day. Tourism is the lifeblood of many islands, and islanders have been welcoming visitors for generations. It is heartbreaking for many that they cannot offer the traditional island welcome, and tourist providers are working very hard to provide a safe experience for those that visit. By behaving as safely as possible now while anticipating a vaccine, islanders cautiously anticipate a brighter future.